Have you ever thought to yourself, Monday, I'll get back on track? Well, if so, this episode is for you. The whole back on track mentality can honestly be exhausting. We diet, we restrict, we feel deprived. Then inevitably, life gets busy. There's donuts in the office. Suddenly, we are back in that bad category, quote unquote, bad. Today, we're going to talk about how to get off of that on again, off again, that train track, and hopefully give you the kick in the pants that you need this week to ditch that diet mentality and take steps forward towards a more sustainable way of eating that feels good and not like punishment. And if you're new here, welcome. Our mission is to empower women to overcome their need to measure success by the numbers and really start owning their strength and confidence from within. What that means to you is we help women with a history of disordered eating and exercise obsession find fierce food freedom and body confidence. We do this through heart-centered, evidence-based, one-on-one and group nutrition counseling that utilizes the fundamental principles of intuitive eating and mindful movement. We also deliver free educational content via social media, our weekly newsletter, and of course, the Fit Friends Happy Hour podcast. If you want more weekly non-diet inspiration, recipes, more, go to katiehake.com/newsletter. And in celebration of episode, I was going to do it for 350, but to be honest, I forgot. So in honor of episode 351, we're still going to celebrate. We are going to do a giveaway on our email list and pick 5 lucky winners to win a gift card. So join our newsletter, leave a review. That's all you have to do. And then we will announce the winners this week in our weekly newsletter. And as I wrote that, I had to take a moment to pause, right? We are not always good at celebrating our own success and like relishing the moment. But I got back from a podcasting for moms conference yesterday. And it was such a great reminder of just why I continue to do the podcast because of listeners like you who support and your messages, your reviews that, you know, you tell me that you listened to a certain episode. And you had a small win because we know that those small wins become big wins. They're really the catalyst for helping you just live a more fulfilled life. And podcasting is just the coolest. I love that I can be with you wherever you're at, around the country, whatever it is that you're doing. It's just my favorite. So thank you for being here. And my fingers are crossed that you are one of the lucky winners. So don't forget to do that. Put me on pause. Hopefully you're not driving. Leave a review. Join the newsletter. And we'll see your name, hopefully, on Sunday. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, the podcast where we help you redefine the word fit so you can stop quantifying and start living. I'm your non-diet dietitian, personal trainer, and host, Katie. Join me each week for solo episodes and expert interviews where self-care meets science. Whether you're a group fitness front row diva or just starting out on your wellness journey, whether you choose oat milk or full fat in your latte, all foods, all backgrounds, and all bodies are welcome here as you embark on your non-diet journey. Why does the back on track mentality not work? From a scientific standpoint, restriction, which is usually what people mean when they say, I need to get back on track or I need to reel it in. It's a form of restriction in both the physical and mental sense. And that restriction can actually backfire. We know that yo-yo dieting or the cycle of weight loss and weight regain can negatively impact our metabolic rate, right? As the body just gets smarter, it'll lower that metabolic rate in order to sustain your energy, in order to sustain, you know, your day-to-day life. Plus the whole good food versus bad food, that labeling can lead to guilt, can lead to shame, which is no recipe for long-term success. A 2016, I know it's a little old, but the study in the Journal of Appetite, what a funny name for a journal, found that feelings of shame can actually increase unhealthy eating behaviors. And I think when we say that, you read that, you hear that, it's like, oh, yeah, I can understand that. I can logically understand that. But in the moment, we think that shame is going to motivate us. We think that stepping on the scale is going to motivate us to make, you know, more positive behavior change, but it actually ends up doing the opposite. our philosophy at Fit Friends Happy Hour and with our private practice is really to ditch the drama, eat and move in a way that feels good and fulfills you, and really focusing on nourishment, not restriction. And this is why I freaking love intuitive eating, because there is research to actually support ditching the back on track mentality. There are so many benefits from the physical standpoint, better lab values, weight stability, but also the mental aspect with improved body image, resiliency. I mean, so much more. It literally can impact your life, not just from like the physical, just a piece of it. It impacts you every way, shape, and form. This week, I want to challenge you to focus on abundance and what can you add instead of deprivation. Focus this week on filling your plate. Ask yourself, what can I add that is either going to make this more satisfying? Maybe it's going to give me more variety. It's going to give me more nutrients, or maybe it's going to add more color to the plate. This mindset alone, the focus on addition, is going to give you a boost in addition to the physical energy from the actual food. But the mindset, that mindset shift of what can I add, is just going to flip the script for you in such a more positive way. The second thing I want you to focus on this week is giving yourself permission to eat the foods. Giving yourself permission to enjoy all foods, even the quote unquote treats or play foods, desserts specifically. That is huge for many people going through this journey. Because when you allow yourself permission, what you're doing is you take back your power. And many clients will often report a huge decrease in cravings when they give themselves that permission. And the last thing I want to encourage you to do this week is to quiet the noise. You're likely feeling the pull to diet because something triggered you. Your busy schedule, a comment from someone else, seeing maybe a smaller body on social, whatever it is, dig deeper. Ask yourself, where is this desire to get quote unquote back on track? Or it's likely the desire to control coming from. Where do I feel out of control that maybe I can focus instead on food that will actually be more productive? Where can I take my focus that's going to help me be more productive and lead to a more lasting long-term solution? Remember, action builds confidence. And the more action you take on creating those positive experiences around food, you're going to build your confidence and increase your body trust with yourself. I would love to hear your thoughts. Send me a DM on Instagram at KT Hake or leave a review because you want to win that gift card. I don't know exactly what the gift card is. TBD. I'll announce it on social, but like who doesn't love to win free things? And like my tip jar is the reviews, 1000%. So leave us a review. Let us know what you think and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.